Okay.
This is Global Patriot Radio.
Hey, welcome to the Vito Esposito Show with Big Al, starring the godfather of Global Patriot Radio, the dawn of dissenting discussion, the Italian infidel himself, Vito Esposito. Him and his hitman, Big Al, are here to whack the leftists, shake down the Democrats, and put out a contract on all the jihadis that are messing with the American family. And if you got what it takes to be a wise guy, you can get made right here on the show by dialing 319-527-6706. So, get ready to go to the mattresses and say, Mamma Mia, no Sharia. Because Vito and Big Al are going to give you a radio show you can't refuse.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all. Good evening, Global Patriots. You're listening to Global Patriot Radio, the Vito Esposito Show. I'm Vito. Our calling number tonight and every Global Patriot Radio night is area code 319-527-6706. That's area code 319-527-6706. And I'm joined by that no pork eating American lover, Al. Good evening, Al. How you doing?
I'm terrific, Vito. Great to be here as always. I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Or
yeah,
wannabe.
It's Monday, October 18th. We're here, and you are here. Thank you all for joining us. Quick couple of notes. PGA News, Rory McIlroy came from behind, two strokes behind yesterday, and he ended up winning the CJ tournament in Las Vegas, which was it was moved from South Korea last year due to the China virus, and it was played again this year in Las Vegas, and Rory McIlroy beat the leader entering Sunday, which was Ricky Fowler, who had a two-shot lead going into Sunday. And he also held off a surging Colin Morikawa, who shot an impressive 62, 10 under par 62 to finish a tie for second place. And McIlroy ended up winning the tournament, his first win in a couple of years, I think. And I think it was a an issue where McIlroy was still reeling. I think he was a little bit pissed over the Europeans losing the Ryder Cup and getting trounced by the United States. And he looks like a different – he looks like Rory McIlroy of old, actually. And it, if his putter continues to materialize, like some people I know and I just found out about today whose putting actually was stellar, this guy's going to really light it up this year. And my God, Al, did you watch any of the tournament?
I watched it all. And he, yeah, 2 years, it was right after Trump karma kicked his ass for 2 years. When he badmouthed Trump and disrespected our President Trump, Rory McIlroy, his world went to hell. Straight down the tubes. And it took 2 years. He finally came back. But I still don't like the guy. I'm sorry. I don't like him. Morikawa is a class act. And I was happy to see Ricky Fowler there. From 123rd ranked and then gets in the top five and was leading it into Sunday, the tournament, I was rooting for Fowler. Even though he dresses funny, I was still rooting for him.
Yeah,
I like the guy. He is
Oklahoma State. Yeah, go ahead. You like the guy.
He's a genuinely very nice person. He's a good guy, good for the sport. So.
Yeah, whatever he was working on actually helped, so that was good to see, and I think he's on his way back, which is great. And Morikawa shooting a 10 under 62, but that wasn't the lowest. I think 61 was the lowest for the week by another golfer, Richard Bland or somebody like that, out of nowhere. And then Keith Mitchell, he was doing well, but he kind of puked at the end, but it's Vegas is just a great place to play. We played near there. We didn't play that particular course, but we played Bears Best, if you remember, which is right near that that place.
Could I forget? All those desert courses, they're kind of the same. Great. They are phenomenal.
Yes. Oh, my God, aren't they? Oh, I was looking at that. There was a couple of shots of looking at the backdrop of the Vegas Strip, and I can remember standing on a couple of tee boxes, where we were playing Bears Best, and I want to say the Stallion Mountain there, and it was like looking at the Strip, and it was like, oh my God, how beautiful the mountains in the background. What a great.
Yeah. It was like being on vacation. It was phenomenal.
Oh, we were on vacation. the LPGA was to be held in Shanghai, China. But get this, it was canceled due to the China virus. So the communist Chinese government, who proclaimed that they only had 97 deaths in the last 19 months since they released the China virus on the world, yet they're not allowing the LPGA to conduct their tournament. So it was kind of odd. So the LPGA is going to be in South Korea this coming weekend. So let's see if the tournament will be held. But China did cancel the LPGA tournament in Shanghai. So it's interesting because they never really say anything, the Chinese, the communist Chinese, about COVID.
Mm-hmm. What about the Olympics? The next Olympics supposed to be in China?
Right.
Is that correct?
Should the United States
go participate? Or should the United States reject? Should the rest of the world reject China?
You know, that's interesting. That would be real interesting if the world doesn't go just because of what China inflicted on the world. That would be interesting.
Yeah. But the Olympics are supposed to be above politics, and the whole purpose is to avoid all that. So that was, it's a double-edged sword.
Well, China continues to get off the hook for everything. Remember now, they suppressed the Democrat movement in Hong Kong, and then they inflicted the China virus on Hong Kong, and they squelched any type of uprising all in the name of, the China virus. Now it looks like they have their sights set on Taiwan. The communist Chinese government are buying up and building ports on the east and the western side of Africa. They have interest in New Zealand and Australia. So you also have Montenegro as well, where the communist Chinese government was building roads. And I don't know if the Montenegro government had paid their tab, but apparently there was a note that was due for the infrastructure building that the communist Chinese were building in Montenegro. And the answer that the Chinese government came up with, the communist Chinese government, we have to preface it by the communist Chinese government. The answer the communist Chinese had was, well, we'll just take some of your land. Isn't that interesting?
Well, that's what they do. They take land to expand Chinese sovereignty. They see it.
Correct.
They see the world as all theirs.
Just like the Islamists do. Same thing.
Very
similar. Harm. Very similar.
Yep,
correct.
Very similar. Supremacist countries, they tend to travel along the same railroad path. Parallel rails.
So I got a breaking news story, and this is out of the Hank Jones Poly Sports arena. By a vote of 76-54, the Texas House passed a bill that would require public school athletes to compete with athletes of the same biological sex, even if they identify with a different gender. Even if they identify with a different gender. You know what? I give a shout out and kudos to the state of Texas, to the Texas House, for passing this bill, and to the 54 scumbags who voted against this bill, shame on you. And we should contact the state of Texas and let them know that they are on the right track. And I mean that sincerely, because, you know, all of the work that women organizations have done over the last 50 years to close that gender, Title IX, of sports, and for women to have the same the equal as men, and you know, Wimbledon, to their credit, the purse for Wimbledon for the men's tournament and for the women's tournament is the same, and I believe the same for the U.S. Open tennis tournament. And then to have a dude identify as a woman, as a girl, and compete against women and compete against girls in, let's say, track, and they are beating girls handedly, and to take away scholarships that would be for girls who are trying to, I don't know, get into certain colleges and to try to better themselves, to try to be more competitive, is absolutely wrong. A dude is a dude. And certainly with Utes, there isn't enough time for these hormonal shots to take effect for a dude to be a girl. I'm sorry, he's got different physicalities than a girl does, and it really demeans what the mission that women were seeking for sports. And it's just absolutely sickening that we have to go down this road. It really does. So kudos to the Texas House for passing this bill that will require public school athletes to compete with athletes of the same biological sex, and screw the woke movement.
Yep. Should be a no-brainer. Wrestling, man against man, woman against woman. Can you imagine boxing, man against woman? Shot put.
Oh.
Field and track and field, all of that. Yeah, I'm surprised there are 54 votes against it. How could anybody in their right mind be against that? Because it's
exactly.
Unfair to the women. It's unfair to the men.
Exactly. You had that MMA fighter who identified as a female, ended up breaking that woman's cheekbone and nose by throwing a punch. I mean, disfigured that individual. That's just absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. And nobody sees any outrage over this.
No, no. A woman golfer can try to make it onto the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that as long as the rules remain equal. But for Rory McIlroy to go to the LPGA, I don't know. Would that be even if he wears... you know, dresses like a woman, should he be allowed to compete?
No. No.
Right.
No.
Right, because men hit the ball further. Just is. Could you imagine Bryson DeChambeau in a dress playing the LPGA Tour? I don't think so. Rory, maybe, but DeChambeau, no way.
Well, how come
worse?
You missed? How come you left that putt
worse?
Short? Hey, how come you left that putt short? Well, the wind blew my dress up.
Oh, okay. But you know what's worse than, in all seriousness, is there's a story this week about a guy who identified as a woman who went into the girls' restroom and sodomized and abused a girl. And I think this is what, Brevard County, Florida, down near Miami?
No, I thought it was
and
in
then,
North Carolina.
Oh, that's right. No, in Virginia or something.
Yeah, Virginia. It was in Virginia because the
right.
They've had two Virginia members of the board resign.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they ignored it around and they were liable for a lawsuit for damages, which could have been, for the parents' sake, it should be multi-million dollars. I think
it was the
size,
second time.
I think the lawsuit should be the size of Biden's $1.5 trillion spending. And I think he should sue the school board for that, for allowing that to happen.
Absolutely.
That was sickening. That story just broke my heart. That poor girl is never going to be the same. She's got to live with that for the rest of her life. And the school board covered it up. We're probably going to hit this story later, so we'll save it. But
I think it's important that we talk about it right now because it in some ways it goes, you know, it just kind of dovetails into what the state of Texas did. And here's the story. Members of Loudoun County School Board originally denied what one father, Scott Smith, alleged had happened to his daughter inside the girl's bathroom. But now the Daily Wire's Luke Rosiak, who broke this story, tells all the officials have acknowledged the horrifying events are true. Rosiak explains exactly what happened, just how far school board members went to cover it up. So it was the school board members who are resigning, and how the entire ordeal has played out like some dystopian nightmare. But at the end of the day, Rosiak, we are responsible for putting such selfish Americans into public office. It's important to inform the voters you can make a difference in your local community. And it's disgusting because they covered up, the Loudoun County School Board, covered up the first attack on a girl. I mean, this is how sick the woke movement is in America. And all of this talk about, you know, oh, well, how do you identify? There's a men's room and a ladies' room, and dudes shouldn't be allowed in ladies' rooms, girls' rooms, okay? And this is what you get. Not once now, twice, okay? This sick bastard did what he did. And I'm surprised the father has allowed this kid to live. He's lucky the father didn't get to him, I'm sure. Because in every right, you sodomize a young girl like that, you piece of garbage. And every member of the school board who voted for this crap to allow same-sexes to use all sexes to use any bathrooms, they should all resign in shame. But there's no shame with the Democrat Communist Party anymore. There's no shame anymore.
No, and it was worse than that because they covered it up the first time. Who knows how many times it's happened before in one form of abuse or another. I would say it's probably happened quite often. Because
yes.
If they were to cover up a rape, they covered it up the first time, and then this sick individual did it again and finally got caught.
You know
that
what?
Is so
thank
disgusting.
You for thank you for using that word rape, because nowhere in the stories that I was reading initially did they use the word rape, because that's in fact what it is. It's rape of an innocent girl. This girl, all she did, her only guilt was going to the bathroom, and this sexual predator, this piece of vermin, attacked these two young girls and raped them. You know, forget about all the other nonsense, and he identifies as a girl. He raped an innocent girl. He raped two innocent girls. And this is really sickening. The Epic Times has contacted the Loudoun County School Board for comment. The Loudoun County Public School System also confirmed her resignation. That was the embattled school, I'm looking for the lady's name, I can't find it, on Friday, saying it will start the process of filling the Leesburg district seat. I want to thank board member Bartz for her service to the Leesburg district. You know what? She shouldn't be thanked. She shouldn't be. Not one person on that school board should be thanked if they voted, if they covered this whole story up. They should be disgraced, and that's part of the problem with these left-wingers today.
Yep.
This is incredible.
Yep, she should be held criminally liable, in my opinion.
You're not kidding. I mean, you know, this is what the whole thing with this whole woke crowd is. First of all, mm-hmm. you've got dudes competing as girls, you know, in high school sports, and they're taking away the accolades, they're taking away the awards, they're taking away the scholarships away from girls who are actually competing against other girls. And now you have a situation where you've got these boys who are identifying as girls because society says it's okay, and they're going in there and they're raping girls. I mean, this is absolutely incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And then
yep.
the sexual gets, assault is the sorry, one more note. The assault, now they won't name the boy in the bathroom. They won't name the boy.
Oh, because he's a 17-year-old minor?
Bull.
That's an adult. And you wonder why parents are screaming at these school board meetings? This is just the tip of the ice. This is the most despicable tip of the iceberg. This is just the tip of the iceberg because you have CRT, critical race theory being taught. You've got these gender problems. Parents are fed up. Parents are screaming at their school boards. And then what does President Biden do? President Biden sicks the FBI on them and starts labeling parents as domestic terrorists.
I wonder
that's
if our
insult to injury. It's out of control.
Yeah, it is out of control, and I wonder if Merrick Garland will be dispatching the FBI on the father of the 15-year-old who was raped by a degenerate pervert. You know, I wonder if Scott Smith is going to be visited by the FBI because he of absolutely expressing his outrage and calling the Loudoun County School Board to the carpet for covering up a rape of a girl in Loudoun County. And as a result, his 15-year-old daughter was raped by the same degenerate piece of garbage.
I wouldn't be surprised. I've seen enough crazy stuff in this last 9 months. Nothing surprises me anymore.
No, it doesn't. I mean, that's how vindictive the Czar Biden administration truly is. In COVID news, I'm sure everybody has heard this and already. And I want to say thanks to Bigfoot, by the way, for posting it on Bigfoot's blogspot. But General Colin Powell passed away after complications from the China virus, and it was reported he was fully vaccinated. So how can that be? He was fully vaccinated, and I don't know. You know, it must be a rare occurrence that the fraud Fauci was talking about, which is happening every day and by the thousands, actually. Colin Powell was born April the 5th, 1937, in Harlem, New York, to Jamaican immigrants. So he was a product of immigrant parents. He grew up in South Bronx, and Powell attended the school at City College of New York, where he participated in ROTC, leading the precision drill team and attaining the top rank offered by the Corps cadet colonel. This is actually a pretty cool statement from Colin Powell, I must say. And it's cool because this is a young man who thought this way when he joined the military. So this is what he had to say about the military. This is Colin Powell's words. I like the structure and the discipline of the military. I felt somewhat distinctive wearing a uniform. I hadn't been distinctive in much else. And I thought that was, you know, pretty good for a, you think about that, for a 15, 16, 17-year-old and an 18-year-old who enters the military freely to have that thought process that he likes the structure and he likes the discipline. And today, this is what we sorely need in America. There is no discipline, or there is a lack of discipline on the part of the youths today. And certainly the discipline is not wanted by the Democrat Communist Party. But let's get back to Colin Powell. To recognize the discipline of the military and want that for your lifestyle is admirable and does answer in part how Colin Powell attained the rank of general. And it was a 4-star general at that. He entered the United States Army after graduating in 1958 and later served 2 tours in South Vietnam during the 60s, where he was wounded twice, including during a helicopter crash in which he rescued 2 soldiers. Stayed in the Army after returning home, attending the National War College and rising in leadership. He was promoted to Brigadier General in 1979. He was appointed as Reagan's final National Security Advisor in 1987 and was tapped by the elder Bush, George H.W. Bush, in 1989 to head the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Wondering about any type of underlying conditions, which was omitted by the DNC CNN propaganda magazine that's on the line. And it's amazing how the DNC CNN propaganda article did in fact not list that General Powell had comorbidities. So I went to Politico.com, and here we go. Politico at least had the integrity to list that General Powell was fully vaccinated against COVID-19, his family said in a statement. Powell's longtime aide told the Associated Press that he had been treated in recent years for multiple myeloma, a blood cancer that impairs the body's ability to fight infection. So I'm sure that if he had COVID, it did speed up the process where the body did not fight the infection. So the fact that he was 84 years old had nothing to do with it. You're right, Chief. You're right. He died from COVID, and he died from he died from the myeloma, the blood cancer that impaired his body's ability to fight the infection. So sorry to see that happen. You know, DNC CNN Politics, that rag of a on-the-line magazine, just can't contain themselves, as they are chimpanzees for the Democrat Communist National Committee. In the article concerning General Powell's death, DNC CNN just could not contain themselves. They had to include a statement on January the 6th at the Capitol. Why? And I guess it was just to slam President Trump, because they knew that Mr. Powell didn't like Trump. And this is what the malicious and dishonest DNC CNN Politics wrote in the article. And after Trump incited a deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol in early January 2021, Powell told CNN that he no longer considered himself a Republican, with the longtime grandee of the GOP saying he was now simply watching events unfold in a country he had long served. So to all the frauds and liars at DNC CNN, President Trump did not incite a deadly insurrection. And let me repeat it for you dummies. DNC CNN, President Trump did not incite or encourage any insurrection. There was no insurrection on January 6, 2021. DNC CNN continues to lie to the American people because they simply despise President Trump. At best, January 6th may have been a riot. However, the Capitol Police did willingly let people into the United States Capitol, and hell, that's some insurrection, isn't it? Now, you want to talk about insurrection? How come DNC CNN isn't reporting on the 5-day siege of the Department of Interior by left-wing climate change green terrorists, huh? Who held the Department of Interior hostage on federal property? It's been reported that climate change green terrorists were simply exercising their First Amendment right to freedom of speech. So here we go again with the left wing protecting their fellow left wing terrorists such as Antifa, BLM, and now climate change terrorists and excusing their violence. All in the name of climate change. DNC CNN is a cesspool of deceit and the propaganda arm of the Democrat National Communist Committee. And of course, Lion Joe Biden weighed in with his minutiae, ending a statement eulogizing Colin Powell. And I am forever grateful for his support for my candidacy for president and for our shared battle for the soul of the nation. The soul of the nation? Bumbling Biden is killing the soul of our nation. I mean, this guy has got more taglines, he's got more sound bites, and he's got more slogans than Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama ever dreamt up. But it's the same people who are writing the same slogans and sound bites for Biden that did for Obama. So all I can say is, rest in peace, Colin Powell. He's dead at the age of 84.
Yep, I agree. And they're using his death to push the COVID booster, which is insane because they're following Powell's passing. The doctors at Northwestern Medicine issued a news release in which they explained that 84-year-old's death should not deter vaccinations, noting it shows the importance of booster shots even though he's dead. Now, I'm afraid, quote, I'm afraid people will say the vaccine didn't help him, said Dr. Robert Murphy, executive director of the Institute for Global Health at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine, which is one of the top medical schools in the country. But the mortality rate for vaccinated people is 11 times less than unvaccinated, but people still die from the disease, especially if you're 84 and have underlying health conditions like blood cancer and multiple myelomas. I think if he stubbed his toe, there's a good chance that Colin Powell would have passed away. If he got the flu, he would have passed.
Yes.
This is almost the same thing that happened to Joe Rogan. You're going to play this clip later, but we'll revisit it. It's they're painting a false message.
They are.
People are getting tired of it. People are finally getting tired of it. And I think the tipping point has been reached where the American people are saying no. No more.
You know, this is the biggest con game. And you say people are getting tired of it. Have you heard of Todd Starnes? Sure, you probably heard it.
Yes.
Sarah's picture. Yes, okay. So Todd Starnes writes an article, and this is how people are getting sick of this, okay? Starnes says, what's up with vaccinated folks dying from COVID? Colin Powell was a great American patriot and a warrior. He was a trailblazer, becoming the first black Secretary of State in American history. He was appointed as National Security Advisor during Reagan administration. Powell's family said he died of complications from the China virus, even though the four-star general had been fully vaccinated. Fox News journalist John Roberts wondered on Twitter if Americans should be concerned about the long-term effectiveness of the vaccine, and it's a valid question. But Roberts quickly deleted the tweet after he was set upon by the pro-vaccine mob. And it's funny, just as a side note real quick, Holger was chatting with him last week, and he came across an article that showed that the Pfizer vaccine may only last up to 2 months. Huh, okay, so keep that in mind. So for whatever reason, the government, Todd Starnes goes on to say, for whatever reason, the government and the media don't want anyone raising questions about the effectiveness of the vaccine. Well, oh, Todd, why would you bring something like that up? But one question should be addressed. When a vaccinated person dies of complications from the China virus, is it possible the complication was in fact the vaccine? That's interesting. What a way to end it. But that was a very interesting question. And, you know, when I look back on that report about a month ago from Massachusetts, where it stated that 74% of the transmissions were and 74% of the contraction of the China virus was from the vaccinated. And it said that if you have the natural antibodies, you have less than a 1% chance of contracting COVID. And then it went on to say that 44% of those vaccinated, or if you're fully vaccinated, you have a 44% chance of getting the virus. And if you're unvaccinated, you have a 55% chance of getting, you know, the virus. So in that report was very damning. And you notice now the tune has changed from the government propaganda machine, because they don't want people to dwell on the fact that if you have the natural antibodies, you have a less than 1% chance of recontracting and transmitting the China virus. So, you know, the narrative now has changed. And Todd Stearns brings up a great question. When a vaccinated person dies of complications from the China virus, is it possible the complication was in fact the vaccine?
A lot of people have been having negative reactions to the vaccine.
That's
to
right.
To the tune of losing, yeah, I mean, bad complications. Like joint pain, rheumatism, arthritis going from joint to joint throughout one's body. That's
blood clots.
The start of it, yeah.
You have pilots being grounded for blood clots after they got the China virus vaccine. Or I'm sorry, Paul's in the room. It's gene therapy. You had a Canadian air pilot die on the runway from a blood clot after he got the China virus gene therapy. So
yeah,
you know,
young
the,
people getting heart, myocardial
yes.
infraction,
myocarditis. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell you, it's just. This whole thing, it just doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
If the whole efficacy problem with the vaccine should go into overdrive and something should be shown, you know how it's going to play out, don't you? It's all going to be blamed on President Trump and Operation
yep.
Warp Speed.
Yeah, and it was the frauds that are currently occupying the White House, Communist Kamala and that feckless old fraud, you know, bumbling Biden, who told the American people that they would not take the China virus vaccine if Trump required it. And now, not only are they requiring, they're mandating it. People are getting fired. They're losing their jobs due to dictator Joe Biden's, you know, unconstitutional edicts and the tyrannical government, the oppression of the tyrannical government. And you've got how many people are thousands, tens of thousands of Americans losing their jobs over this con man that's in the White House. And speaking of the con men, let's talk about the con men of care. I want to change the topic really quick. But, you know, the con men of care continue with their phony press releases, and now they're on the attack. They're on the attack against Fox News contributor Sean Duffy, Fox News host Rachel Campos Duffy, and, of course, host Jesse Waters. And the con men of care now, they're revisionist historians as well. You know, because the con men of care, they want to rewrite history. And of course, they want Islam to be what the black Americans went through for decades, when in fact, the Islamic community is not going through anywhere near the segregation, nor the civil unrights of the Islamists in America. If anything, you've got the con men of care who are promoting that their fellow Muslims do not assimilate nor integrate into America. So here you got the con men of care support Native American groups calling for firing of Fox News host after derogatory comments. And all they were doing, all the hosts were doing, according to history, okay? And, of course, this is what's really disturbing to the leftist, the woke crowd in America, is when you start quoting history. So Sean Duffy, Fox News contributor, stated, "I had a lot of Native American tribes in my old district in Wisconsin. Good people, love them. But if we're going to look at the past, I mean, they burned villages, raped women, seized children, took the people they defeated, took their land and scalped people. That's an absolute fact. That's a fact." Okay. So he's not saying anything, but you know what? The woke crowd doesn't want to hear facts. They want to hear revisionist history. So then the con men of CARE now are on the attack for Fox host Rachel Campos Duffy, who is Sean's wife, by the way. Rachel Duffy, she added, the conditions from Native Americans have everything to do with government dependency, cycles of poverty and alcoholism, and family breakdown. And these are the things that the Democrats don't want to talk about. What's wrong with that? That is absolutely a true statement. Alcoholism is rampant among the Indian tribes. And the Democrat Party, the government itself, has created a dependency. And the government has created a family breakdown. She said nothing that was out that was considered hateful. And host Jesse Waters, which of course the comment of CARE do despise. They despise anybody on the right, but they do despise Jesse Waters as well. So Jesse Waters said they are just going to try to send more slush funds to the reservations and make them out to be victims and then have them keep voting for Democrats. Again, what's wrong with that? That is absolutely not a false statement. It's an absolute truth to that statement. The Democrat Party uses and abuses minorities. They segregate minorities. They sectionize the minorities in order to divide America. They make sure that they say there's a black group, there's a Hispanic group, there's gays, there's this, there's that, there's Indians. Okay, instead of looking at everybody as Americans, because if they can fractionalize America, if they can fractionalize Americans, then they can absolutely compromise those particular groups, as they've done for 60 years with black Americans. This is what the con men of CARE director Ibrahim Hooper had to say. We once again urge Fox News to take appropriate disciplinary actions, up to include firing against all hosts who express racist views who target minority communities with bigoted rhetoric. Now, I'm still trying to figure out what's bigoted rhetoric about what Rachel Campos Duffy said. I had a lot the conditions from Native Americans, everything to do with the government dependency. I guess that's hateful, huh? Is that hateful? Government dependency, cycles of poverty and alcoholism, which happens to be the truth in Indian communities and tribal communities around the United States. One of the biggest issues of alcoholism is on the Indian reservations. I mean, this is how disingenuous the con men of CARE truly are. I mean, they think that they can co-opt civil rights in America because they are self-appointed Muslim civil rights group, and they think that they can go ahead and they can co-opt the civil rights issue with some garbage that they set their sights on. They don't care about the Indian tribes. They don't care about the Indians. They don't care about blacks in America. They don't care about civil rights in America. What they care about is domination. And, of course, the con men of CARE aren't going to quote what their fellow founder said, Omar Ahmad, who stated that Islam is not in America to be equal but to become dominant. And this is a form of domination by the con men of CARE. Domination. Set the agenda, make everyone out to be a victim, and then lie. And they're lying, okay, about the racist views and targeting minority comments and bigoted rhetoric. They're lying about that. There's nothing bigoted. There's nothing racist about the comments made. You know, this is what the Democrat Party does best. The Democrat Communist Party loves to fraction America. And the Democrat Communist Party uses minority groups and abuses minority groups. And the con men of CARE are exploiting what is being said. And they're exploiting historical facts, because facts don't matter to the con men of CARE. Hooper noted that CARE recently renewed its call for the firing of host Tucker Carlson after he openly promoted white supremacist great replacement conspiracy theory on his show. You see, and this is the other thing that with the con men of CARE, they don't like free speech. The right to free speech should not be had by all. The con men of CARE will tell you what speech is free. because that's the intolerance of Islam. That is the intolerance of the Muslim Brotherhood. Remember, the Muslim Brotherhood's mission is the Ikhwan must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying America from within. And that's exactly what the con men of CARE plan to do. They are destroying America from within, and they don't want you to exercise your First Amendment right of free speech. They do not believe in free speech. Sharia does not condone free speech. And Omar Ahmad, the founder of the con men of CARE, also stated that the Quran should be the highest authority in America, which means that it should supplant the U.S. Constitution. That is the con men of CARE. We have a guest that wants to chime in and say a few words. And then we got the Viking in the house. Good evening, Holger. Welcome.
The Viking horn. I wanted to call because it was just ironic that you started in on the CARE thing just as I was at the CARE website. And so I went to their page for press releases, and I thought, I'm going to make Vito and Al, this is going to be like a quiz for school, okay? So you have to identify the minority group that CARE now is bringing into their fold, okay? Because obviously, their organization got to the point where they couldn't, they had no members anymore. So they decided to be this collective for all minorities. But this is just on one page of their headlines, okay? So you guys need to just identify what minority group, okay? So the first one is, you basically were discussing, CARE supports Native American groups calling for firing of Fox News hosts after derogatory remarks. Okay, so that, what's the minority group there?
Let's see, could it be
Florida State Seminoles?
Yeah, Native Americans.
Native Americans.
Okay, here's the next one. CARE welcomes Northern Virginia effort to rename streets for George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. Okay, what group is that?
Let's see. Would it be the Mormons? No. Let me see. It could be. Could it be the Black Americans?
There you go. All right. So that's two, right?
Right.
All right. Let me. I'm scrolling down here.
All
right. CARE condemns racist vandalism targeting Asian American family in Tennessee. Calls for hate crime probe. And then I just for the heck of it, let's just throw in from 2016. Now, this goes back a ways, but from 2016, there's a very popular YouTube from CARE. And the title of the YouTube is Muslims Stand United with LGBTQ Community.
Let's see. Who could that be now?
Yeah.
Jeez. I just don't know who it is.
It's like the group that gets thrown off of buildings in fucking Iran.
They seem to have a wide tent.
Yeah. It should be CARE's Rainbow Coalition.
And you use the word disingenuous, okay? I prefer the word lying sacks.
Indigenous.
The point is that, it's almost comical that these guys with a straight face will tell the American people that they're embracing the gay and lesbian community. When there isn't a religion on earth more devastating to gay people than the religion of Islam, okay? The prejudice of Muslims towards black people is
documented. I mean, I remember back during the, you know, the Gulf Wars and stuff. I mean, the Arab newspapers would run comics of Condoleezza Rice with the buck teeth and the big lips. I mean, it's just, it's well documented that these people are the most racist on earth.
Slavery amongst the Arab nations is, like you said, well documented. In Mauritania, slavery of black people is still going on, and it's looked the other way by the government.
Yep.
I have to read you what Big wrote in the chat room. I have to read this. It's absolutely perfect. It goes to your point, Holger. Next thing you know is that the comment of care will claim the American Indians are lost tribes of Muslims.
No,
what about the Jews?
I wanted to throw this in. Yeah. I mean, that we probably didn't.
Come on, Al. Jeez.
Well, come on, everybody else is in the tent. What about the Jews?
But if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong on this, but if I'm not mistaken, our little pal Linda Sarsour, didn't she go on some sort of rampage where she was, you know, claiming to be all this all inclusive with the Jewish people?
Yes.
I mean it's comical. I mean, it's like Rashida Tlaib is like, you know, in real life would probably hand out candy in Detroit if a couple of Jewish kids were murdered on the street, you know. But we stand strong with the Jewish community. You know, it's just how people can walk around and lie so blatantly is just amazing to me.
Two of the big supporters of BDS are Rashida Mother Effer Tlaib and incestuous Ilhan Omar, two of the biggest supporters of the BDS movement who condemn Israel and has referred to Israel and calls Israel the apartheid state and occupiers. Yep. Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, Omar, that's how she got labeled as basically when Nancy Pelosi said she was so freaking stupid that she couldn't even speak, you know, English.
Pelosi said that Ilhan Omar doesn't have command of the English language. That's exactly what she said. Okay, so I just want to get that straight. She doesn't have command of the English language.
And by the way, at the CARE site, there is another new press release up that the CARE is now starting a boycott of the Hilton Hotel Corporation because they are building a hotel in China on the site of what used to be a Uyghur Muslim mosque. So CARE is boycotting Hilton, but CARE doesn't have anything bad to say about the Chinese. they don't dare go after the Chinese, you know, who are actually the ones killing and, you know, burning and imprisoning the Uyghurs. Well, let's go after Hilton Hotels because they want to build a property over there.
Well, I have a question then. Wait a minute. If the comment of care are boycotting this land, right, that they say that are built on top of a Uyghur's mosque, then shouldn't we boycott the Dome of the Rock? Because it was built over the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. So you've got Islam, which was created in 623 AD, takes the Temple Mount, and therefore we should actually start boycotting the Dome of the Rock, right?
Well, we can't go in there anyway, so
no.
they don't allow anyone other than Muslims to enter the Dome of the Rock or the Al-Aqsa Mosque or use the water fountain that's right between the two buildings. But
That's they're way ahead of you.
Well, and you can't actually boycott them because then you'll be in violation of the UN blasphemy, resolutions and all that, so.
Jews cannot pray on the Temple Mount.
Well, that's
it's illegal for Jews to pray on the Temple Mount. They'll get thrown in jail.
Well, wait a minute. That's in total violation of UN Resolution 1618 that was passed by all 56 Islamic states and the Palestinian territory.
Mm-hmm.
How can that be?
You know that's right.
I'm noticing some inconsistencies in this organization. I'm sorry.
Gosh,
now here's the big swingingest of BS is that a few days ago in Afghanistan, more than 40 people were killed and dozens more injured after blasts tore through a Shia mosque during Friday prayers in Afghan city of Kandahar. Now, the mosque was packed with worshippers, and the suicide attack took place at the Islamic State. Sunni Muslims released a statement saying it was behind the blast. It said two attackers shot and killed guards before entering the building and blowing themselves up. Now, that is inside a mosque, a Shia mosque. Now, there's two groups of Muslims. You got the Sunni, which are about 80%, and then the Shia, which are 20%. And they've been murdering and killing each other for 1,400 years because that Allah, that supreme being, forgot to give Muhammad the final revelation of who should take over his empire before he dies. Now, the Shia thinks it should have been them. The Sunnis think that they should have taken over Muhammad's empire. So those two are fighting and killing each other for 1,400 years, murdering each in fact, they've killed more Muslims than any other group has total throughout history. And I'll bet you $5 that there is no press release from CARE regarding the Shia mosque getting blown up by Sunni Muslims.
I'm looking for it now. I want that $5 from you, but I can't find it. I'm back to September, and I still can't find anything about it.
No Benjamins for you, Vito.
Damn it.
So are you saying that CARE is Sunni?
CARE are Sunni Muslims predominantly.
Ilhan Omar is Sunni.
Sunni, yes.
And Rashid Tlaib
is a Palestinian Sunni, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But a Palestinian Sunni, which is like Hamas, is a Palestinian Sunni group, right?
Right. And
with
the Iranians
receives 100% of their funding from who?
Oh. Yeah, Saudi Arabia, Qatar. Those are all Sunni. Let's see, well, the Shia, that would be Iran. Hezbollah,
yeah.
Hamas would be Sunni. So I think you get the picture.
So my question is how does a Sunni group in Gaza get away with accepting 90% of their monetary backing from a Shia state?
They hate Israel.
Ah, there. Ding, ding, ding.
See, they'll stop killing each other to kill a common enemy, and they hate the Jews almost as much. In fact, they hate the Jews more than they hate us kuffar, which is, if anybody calls you that, it's a very derogatory term for non-Muslims. So they hate us, the kuffar. They hate the Jews even more. So when they're not, but they will join up to kill Jews or Christians or non-Muslims if they need to. And then once that's over and done with, then they'll go back to killing each other, like we just saw in Afghanistan. It's very hard for the Western mind to wrap their head around it because it doesn't make sense.
Well, and I mean, it's kind of like in, in Syria, you had, the ISIS in Syria, which is a very Sunni group, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So then you've got Hezbollah from Lebanon going into Syria, because, and Hezbollah, if I'm not mistaken, is a Shia group.
Correct.
Okay, and so they're not getting along. They're fighting each other. And but at the same time, when it comes to Israel, when Gaza starts to send rockets into Israel, it's being fired by a Sunni group, basically either Hamas or Islamic Jihad. And just to join the party, Hezbollah, which is a Shia group, will bomb Israel from the north.
Yeah.
You got it.
So it kind of sucks to be Israel because these people who hate each other seem to come together.
Yeah. It's no fun being Jewish, is it?
No.
Oh, I found
and,
something.
How can I become a Viking?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, that's why the, you know, Holger Dansk was a Dane, okay? And I don't know if you recall, but a while back, I don't know if it's been a year or a couple of years ago, but you might remember that the Danes were the first ones to actually pay the Muslim immigrants to leave their bloody country. They let them in, and then they said, okay, that was a big boo-boo. Now get out of here, and here's a couple hundred thousand Krugerrands just to get your asses out of our country.
So, I hear reparations.
Yeah.
In store.
But, you know, who's ever heard of reparations where they've got to leave? You know, that's a whole different spin on
you're
things.
You're saying the Muslims were kicked out of Danish lands just like the Jordanians kicked the Palestinians out of Jordan?
Yeah. For the same reason.
They're not very popular.
Yeah. Well,
but CARE's got a big open tent for now gays and queers, and you can say queers because there's a Q in LGBTQ. So don't go getting all John Gruden on me. I can say queers.
Well, you know, the Danes being Europeans, they needed to, you know, at least try things because they're, you know, they're so understanding and so compassionate people. So, you know, they kind of expected these Muslim immigrants to assimilate into Danish life and soon found out that actually they were there to try and change Danish life. Kind of like, you know, not to be equal, but maybe be dominant to the Danish way of life. So that's, you know, so basically when the Jordanians kicked them out was because the so-called Palestinians were, you know, basically trying to overthrow the government of Jordan. The same, you know, happens in Copenhagen, you know. It's like, okay, well, we got a bunch of people here basically looking to overthrow, you know, our government and way of life, so we got to get rid of them. And
Wow. So
I've often said that, you know, there's a reason why Egypt won't take the Palestinians back from Gaza.
Yeah, they didn't want them.
Nobody wants them. You know? Quite frankly, the only people that have put up with them is the Jews.
The Jews. That's the biggest irony of all.
Isn't it?
All right, boys. Well, thanks for letting me call in. Good show so far.
I guess come Christmas there's going to be no peace on earth, huh?
I don't know if you're allowed to say Christmas on the radio, are you anymore?
Well, this radio,
I can't even go have Christmas this year, according to Fauci.
Well,
that's right. Unless you're at a football game or something with thousands of people.
I don't think I can get two jabs in time for Christmas. So I guess I'm gonna, you know, be sitting at McDonald's opening a freaking present there
Happy
while
meal.
I'm eating a Happy Meal.
And you can look at your scorecard. Nice shooting today, by the way. Congratulations.
What'd you shoot today?
I shot the best round of golf of my entire life today, a 78.
Beautiful.
Awesome. Congratulations.
I think it probably I should just hang my golf clubs up and just quit while you're ahead, okay? Go out on a 78.
So what do you think? What did you do different? What was different? What made today so special? What do you think?
I went back to an old putter.
Okay.
And it was magical. So I didn't have the 14 three putts that I've been having lately.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it was a very warm day here, and I think it was the first time in 2 weeks that I've actually been loose. And I was swinging like Rory McIlroy. You know, I couldn't live with myself. It was a nice round, but, you know, I was a jerk. But I was swinging like him.
Well, that's fantastic. For those who don't play golf, shooting anything in the 70s is quite an athletic feat, because that's 4 hours of keeping your head on straight and not blowing up any holes.
Well, and I'm an old man, for God's sakes. I mean, I got shoes the age of you and Vito, so. Good God. All right, guys, you get back to the show.
Talk have a good
you
evening.
Later. All right.
All right, hold
see you later.
Thank you for the call, man.
See ya. Oh, man, I forgot to ask him if it was Goonie golf or real golf.
It was real. It was real.
It was real golf.
It
that
was
makes
real
it
golf.
Even more spectacular.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, and it wasn't for the ladies' tees either, so that was even better.
And it was more than just the front nine.
Yeah, that's right. It was more than just the front nine.
God, all these important questions I forgot to ask. I was so so excited for the 78. That's awesome.
It's great. It really is. It's nice to shoot your lowest round ever. That's just beautiful. That's what makes golf so fun, man. There's always like always a plateau. There's always a benchmark that you shoot for, and when you attain it, it's just great. Honest to God, what a great feeling.
I can relate.
And
no,
spot
I wish
on.
I could.
You've shot a 78 before.
Well. That was on seven. That was on a very short municipal course. It really didn't count. 80 was my lowest on something over 6,000 yards. So
it's still a good feat. I mean, you still got to get the ball, in the fairway and on the green. So and you got to
putt
it
no matter what. Yep,
that's right.
And you shot in the 60s, not too long ago, which is even more awesomely incredible.
I did. I shot 65 again.
Again. Great. Did CARE put out a press release?
No, they don't put out press releases about guineas. No, that's not on their list. That's a white euro. doesn't help.
We petitioned the U.S. government to take away Vito Esposito's clubs for what he said on the show last 2 weeks ago.
Oh, what I'm about to say tonight, too. So, so Monica Crowley tweeted out, meanwhile, our generals are focused on white rage and manicures. Just in, China tested a nuclear-capable hypersonic gliding vehicle that traveled around the globe through low orbit in space before cruising to the target. U.S. intelligence and military officials stunned. You know, Al, this is what happens when you have a weak and ineffective leader in the White House. And the communist Chinese are loving it. Trump is gone. They now know they have a clueless, feckless old fraud in the White House, was easily bought, and continued donations to the Biden crime family, such as the $70 million to the Biden Foundation, allows for communist China to do as they please. They just love the fraudulent, lying Biden administration. In Afghanistan, remember it was Lion Biden who said they planned for all contingencies. And then next week it was, yet they didn't see the collapsing of the Afghan army coming. Yet you just proclaimed that you planned for all contingencies. Now you got communist China. The communist Chinese government launches a hypersonic gliding vehicle which circled the earth in low orbit. And the feckless, bumbling old Biden regime intelligence is stunned. We didn't see this coming. So they're also stunned, and they blame former President Trump for their failures in collapsing the U.S. economy with their anti-American policies. They're always stunned. This bunch of incompetent morons, including Czar Biden is not a chimpanzee, but he's a chumpanzee. And I'll tell you, to be releasing these statements. They were stunned about communist China flying this low orbit in space and cruising to its target. They were within, what, 24 miles of landing at the target is where this this low orbit machine or mechanism was, or it was within 24 miles of landing at its target. I mean, Jesus. And they're stunned. Really? You're stunned?
Well, meanwhile, in 2018, Lockheed Martin was already developing this hypersonic weapon in 2018. And since then, China's put a space station that is circling the Earth as it is, and they had their first film crew from 10 days of filming come back from the Chinese space station. And they're shocked that China has a hypersonic weapon. That, to me, stunning. Not so much that China has the weapon, the fact that the people that we've entrusted with our national security are stunned by that fact.
Yeah, this is disturbing. It's disturbing on so many levels. You constantly have this shock, this stun that is espoused and opined by the bumbling Biden administration. How can you be stunned over this? How could you be shocked over this? I mean, is the intelligence that bad that you did not know this? And this is how you get away with being inept and being ignorant, is that you're stunned? You know,
maybe they're stunned
now. You look
because
at the Chinese.
Maybe they're stunned because they don't think the Chinese are an actual enemy of the United States of America.
Well, that's true. That's true. I see that. You know what? I think that's a really good statement, and I think it's a good statement on so many levels. And one is the legitimizing of the communist Chinese with regards to manufacturing. America has ceded its manufacturing industry to the Chinese. Why? Lower cost. Why? Cheap labor. Why? Cheap prices and higher profits. Nothing wrong with profiting. Okay, there's nothing wrong with profiting. But the fact is that the United States government is okay with ceding our manufacturing to the communist Chinese. And so with regards to that, it's disarmed the American manufacturing industry. And then you had President Trump, who started bringing back manufacturing into America and started taking it back from the Chinese, and rightly so. But you know what? This is what the Democrat Communist Party in America doesn't want. They don't want that. They want that to be outsourced. They still want China in the fold so that the communist Chinese can dictate. And look, building America back better. It's not about that. It's a slogan. You know, and they're continually shocked. They're stunned at what the Chinese can do. It's ignorance, Al. It's pure ignorance.
It's a dereliction of duty.
It is.
Investigation from top down to find out why they're stunned. Because our enemies saw that headline and they're scratching their head, going, "Stunned. Who are these morons? They're so weak. Time to attack. Let's take Taiwan." It emboldens our enemies and creates war. War is predicated on weakness from one side or the other.
I guess they're stunned that the Chinese are taking ports in the eastern part of Africa. I guess they're stunned about the Chinese taking ocean ports on the western part of Africa. Are they stunned that the Chinese are starting to co-opt land, you know, in Africa and in countries around the world? I mean, you know, are they stunned that China or communist China is starting to amass its military to take Taiwan? Were they stunned that China took over Hong Kong and suppressed the Democrat movement? I mean,
I don't know. Were they stunned when Russia announced that it test-fired a new Zircon hypersonic missile from a nuclear submarine for the first time?
Good question. I bet they
and
are.
There's not a defense for a hypersonic weapon just yet. That's what makes it so incredibly destabilizing to the world. Because a hypersonic weapon, they shoot it up into the atmosphere, can fly around on its own, going around the Earth like a satellite, and then when it's ready to hit its target, it's coming down from literally outer space, and there's no way to stop the damn thing.
Unless they blow it up, correct? They self-destruct it.
On their target.
Yeah.
Luckily, China missed their target by 24 miles, but I guess if you're carrying a nuclear payload, 24 miles is an acceptable miss distance.
Well, it is for the first fly.
Yeah. They'll steal more of our GPS technology and tighten that up a little bit, I think.
Yeah, were they stunned about the Chinese spying on American president? I guess they were. They weren't too stunned about that because it was spying on, you know, President Trump.
Right.
We have a caller. Do you want to take it?
What, is it Hunter Biden selling his rehab art that all the Chinese bought?
Hey, the Chinese had to filter their wand some way. Good evening. Welcome to Global Patriot Radio. You're on the air.
Yeah, I already sold all my art to you guys, so you guys should already be enjoying it.
Hmm. We are.
Here's my...
Thank you.
Good. No problem. My name's Joe. I called the show one time before, a couple of weeks ago. I'm a libertarian.
Hey, Joe.
What I'm thinking of doing, is having a real debate between conservatives, libertarians, and liberals. The debate can be on your show. It can be on the show that I go to. It can be on anybody's show. But it'll be according to some ground rules. I already have one volunteer who's conservative. I don't have any liberals yet. But when I do find him, I want to find out, would any of you two guys be interested in being one of the debaters?
Well, Vito is a master debater.
You shouldn't say that on TV.
Well, yeah, but
I mean on air.
But this won't be on. Yeah, but this won't be on Pornhub. This will be here.
Oh, okay. Oh, never mind then.
Yeah,
have to give
I'm
it
out.
Thought.
Won't be interesting.
Can't beat that.
So would you guys be interested?
Oh,
I'll be the moderator. Oh. And it'll be it seems like you do, Vito. The thing is I'll be acting like the Supreme Court. In other words, if you've ever seen how the Supreme Court conducts its business, a lawyer gets in front of it, and the judges, they don't allow meandering.
So what
they
are
don't
you?
Allow the
so
what
are
am
you,
I?
Yeah, are you libertarian? Are you liberal?
No, I'm a libertarian.
Oh, okay.
So what I'll be
so
doing
do
is interrupting
about?
Anybody.
So what's on your mind?
Well,
if this debate happens, we can revisit it then. But it sounds we'll be happy to promote it.
Well,
so.
we can pick up a few topics. But what will happen is that when the two sides decide what the topics are, could be the vaccines, which are the real topic for today, or it could be anything that you the liberal and the conservative will agree upon, and then they'll have to have the same documents in front of them. Because I don't want any bullshit about people just.
Oh.
Well, no, Trump is right.
What do you want to talk
Trump
about today?
Oh.
What's on your mind today, Joe?
It's a debate.
Joe's...
This is on my mind.
Hasn't happened yet.
To say if you guys want, do you guys want to do it or not?
We're both.
I'd have to think about it.
So.
No. Okay. All right. So that's it. That's where I want because when I go to different shows, if I'm on a conservative show, I'm preaching to the choir. If I go to a liberal show, they hang up on me. So I figure in order to control the situation, have a real interrogatory debate. But not one of these debates where people go back and forth and just talk shit for a half an hour at a time. So
good.
Think about it. I'll come back another time. Maybe you guys would change your mind. I want. All right?
Very
all
good.
Right, take care now.
Thanks
bye-bye.
For, thanks
all
for
right,
the call,
thanks for
Joe.
Calling, Joe. Have a great week.
Sure.
Interesting. So give it some thought.
Hmm. I don't think he'll find a liberal to debate.
Yeah, no, they won't. I mean, they won't. If anything, he might get Baghdad Bob Jensacki, maybe she'll circle back to that.
So liberals tend to want to cancel voices they don't care for.
I mean, look, that's Hamas Care does that well. You know, the comment of care. They want to suppress yours and mine free speech. So, you know, the liberals, the lefties, don't have the intestinal fortitude to debate conservatives, and do it rationally. You know where you can have a disagreement in ideas and philosophy, but you know you don't try to shut people down because you have a difference of opinions. In financial news, the $3.5 trillion Build Back Better bill is a scam. And the American people are being duped by a snake oil salesman and his communist comrades in Congress. Communist Bernie Sanders released the following statement. I believe that now is the time finally for Congress to stand up for working families and have the courage to take on the big money interests and the wealthy campaign contributors who have so much power over the economic and political life of our country. Now, we know this is a scam. It's a sham and being sold a bill of goods. And I believe that now is the time finally for Congress to stand up for the working family. Don't you just love that, Al? The working family is a popular leftist slogan. Communists love to use the soundbite, working families. If the left wing really cared about working families, they would have continued and enhanced the Trump tax cuts and springboarded off of the economic boom created by the Trump administration. These policy initiatives and implementations were proving to be effective and a means of empowering the working family. October 18th, the cost of living was down and affordable under the Trump tax cut, the Trump policy initiatives. America was well on its way in becoming energy independent. Fuel prices, gas prices at the pump were at a 12-year low, meaning working families could fill their car gas tanks at an affordable price. Instead, today, October 18th, we see a minimum of a 67% increase in gas prices at the pump. 67%. 67% increase in the cost of living, robbing working families in America. And the left wing professes to care about working families? How about those working families up north who rely on heating fuel oil? Huh? The slogans thrown out by the Democrat Communist Party are shameless. Congress, stand up for working families? Well, according to PM, a friend of mine, their working family heating oil for the winter this year increases by 54% over last year. 54% increase in heating oil for working families to heat their homes up north. And we've been sold a bill of goods by the lying propagandist, Baghdad Bob Jensaki, who spewed her propaganda slogans and soundbites, claiming the reason for gas prices increasing were due to increased consumption. Since more Americans were going back to work. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a flat-out lie. That is a propaganda campaign of disinformation and misinformation, consciously lying to the American people. How does Baghdad Bob Jensaki explain the 54% rise in the cost of heating oil if, in fact, we are just coming out of summer? Summer means heat, and it's not yet been cold up here in the Northeast. As a matter of fact, we haven't used heating oil since late April, maybe early May. And you see the arrogance of the Democrat Communist Party and their propaganda comrades, such as the princess of propaganda, Baghdad Bob Jensaki, and the Marxist senator, Bernie Sanders, in the Senate. It's a lie to the American people. Use slogans and soundbites, meaningless slogans and soundbites, to distract and condition the American people. Yet consumers, working families such as PM, are dealing with reality. PM is dealing with a 54% increase in heating oil, taking money right out of the family budget. when their pocketbooks and purses are drained by the senseless increase in the cost of living, fuel at the gas pump, 67% increase, 54% increase in heating oil, 37% increase in groceries, all because this new global communist green scheme regime who is lying to the American people. They are making sure the American people suffer. We are supposed to embrace their lies and misinformation. The current U.S. government doesn't care about the American people. They don't care about working families. They care about control and power. Power is their aphrodisiac. It gives them the adrenaline to control the masses. I have to read a quote from our friend Holger. He stated, "The American people don't even demand the truth anymore. The politicians not only don't fear the people, they know will accept any excuse or lie." And accepting lies from the chronic lying from Baghdad Bob Jensaki to bumbling Czar Biden to communist Kamala and to nasty Pelosi, not to mention Chuck the Schmuck Schumer. These people are flat out lying to the American people. They're lying to pass their radical and reckless spending spree, their globalist agenda. A quote from the Federalist, the facts are millions of jobs are open. Supply chains are being strained and are strained. And unavoidable inflation taxes are draining workers' hard-earned wages as the price of gasoline and groceries continue to climb. The campaign of disinformation from dictator Biden regime is shameless. The draining of wages due to higher prices is killing the working family. Only the wealthy are impacted by the current rise in prices. This is what an aide to a former aide of Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama, said. Only the wealthy are impacted by the current prices, the current rise in prices. So from Baghdad Bob Jensaki, gas prices are on the rise due to more consumption, consumer, as we come out of the pandemic. Really, how do you explain $1.89 a gallon in 2019 when employment was at an all-time low of 3.4% and the U.S. economy was booming? The American people were using gas to fill up their vehicles. You see, the flat-out lies from the Biden-Harris-Obama regime are shameless. The American people are accepting these chronic lies, and willingly, the DNC media doesn't challenge these liars. The Lion Biden regime, that's what they should be called, the Lion Biden regime. We are told by Czar Biden regime to wear your mask. Tens of thousands of workers fired across America. Americans forced to resign over tyrannical dictatorial edicts set forth by Air Biden and his anti-American government of misfits mandating vaccinations. Vaccinations for a pandemic with a 99.7% survival rate. Instilling fear and lying to the American people, a manufactured crisis. A pandemic where the numbers just don't add up. Listen to this. These are the facts by the World Omita, by the World Coronavirus Meter. There are 333,538,869 people in the United States. You would think with the hysteria, ask yourself right now, how many people have contracted the China virus in America? Now, we're talking about going back to March of 2020. You would think that, my God, at least 300 million people in America, since we're dealing with this pandemic, since we're told we have to wear masks, since we have to stay at home, since we can't have Christmas, since we can't have Thanksgiving, we can't gather for 4th of July. Since March of 2020, do you know how many Americans contracted the China virus? 45,792,532 people out of 333,538,000 people. Do you know how many people recovered out of the 45,792,000 who contracted the China virus? 35,374,000 people have recovered. I'm sorry, 35,374,595 people. There are 9,673,391 people who are still being treated. Well, now it's 390 since Colin Powell passed. How many people have died due to the China virus? 744,546 deaths. We have shut down an economy. We are having issues, edicts issued by this tyrannical government, by Czar Biden. Bumbling Biden, little Joe, issuing unconstitutional tyrannical edicts, imposing onerous restrictions on Americans and American workers, irrespective of those Americans who had contracted the China virus and have built a natural antibody. Or how about Americans who, for religious reasons, do not get vaccinated, infringing upon their constitutional right as guaranteed under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution? Just over 13% of Americans in 19 months have been infected with the China virus, and the U.S. government has shut down the entire economy. The U.S. government continues to instill fear into Americans. But the most important, this whole pandemic has made Americans dependent upon government. And the new bumbling Biden slogan should be MATA, M-A-D-A, Making Americans Dependent Again. The Build Back American slogan is a lie. It is a sham. And little Joe Biden scamming the American people with his Marxist agenda. The chronic lying by little Joe and his band of thieves is something that is out of control. But they're not done, because the Biden-Harris-Obama regime continues with their lies and campaign of dis and misinformation. That is their aphrodisiac in duping the American people. Denture Americans to government. Make Americans dependent again. Give and use meaningless slogans and empty sound bites. Make believe you care. Oh, we care about working families. In the meantime, they're raping the pocketbooks and the purses of the American family. When in fact, the only thing politicians in Congress care about is government. How to enrich themselves and empower themselves. The Biden crime family enriches themselves handsomely, like the communist Chinese government donating $70 million to the Biden Foundation. Or Nancy Pelosi amassing in excess of $200 million net worth on an average salary of $149,000 a year for 40 years. Now you do the math. You can even use the new math version, Common Core. You still can't come up with amassing a $230 million-plus personal wealth on $149,000 a year average salary. And now the reckless spending of taxpayer money like a drunken sailor is being attempted, such as imposing a road tax to monitor your driving and pay a per mile surcharge on your driving. That's right. It was first proposed in 2010 by the Obama regime. That would be the Obama-Biden regime. Impose a gas tax on the amount of miles that you drive. It would be called a road tax. And where would you pay this road tax? Every time you went to fill up your car at the gas station, the funds would be electronically transferred from your checking and savings account. So instead of putting $20 of gas in your car, the government's going to take $12 for road tax, so now you've got $8 to fill up your car. I mean, we have a government who's going to impose a road tax and then abscond with your money at the pump. The Green New Deal scam extracting more and more money from the American people, irrespective of earning more than $400,000 a year. Oh, by the way, that road tax, it doesn't matter what your earnings are. The type of vehicle may dictate how much they rate from you. I'm sorry, how much you would pay. So this $3.5 trillion scam that's being shoved down the American's throat, it increases tobacco costs by 1,000% for cigars. 1,000% for cigars. 3,000% for pipe tobacco. So you pipe smokers, you're out of touch, man. Well, you know, that's good because people don't need to smoke. Well, the issue with the reckless increase in Pelosi-Schumer-led Congress created new spending for these increased earmarkings and the money in this spending spree. So You know, the irresponsible and the reckless House of Representatives led by Nancy Pelosi, while they increased 1,000% for cigar smokers, they sought a way to spend that projected money. So now when the American people stop smoking cigars, that revenue is no longer collected. Yet they've created new programs with the prospect of that 1,000% and that 3,000% increase in tobacco costs. And now that they can't fund those new programs, where does that money come from to fund those programs? You know, like the CHIP program. The CHIP program was set upon to help children. Oh, underprivileged children. Oh, give them health care. It sounds good, doesn't it? We're going to put a $1 per pack tax on cigarettes. Guess what? More and more people stop smoking. Good thing. Bad thing, though, because the tax revenue is down. How do you continue to fund the CHIP program? Well, you take from others. You raise taxes in other ways. You see, this is how dishonest and disingenuous this government is. Congress created new spending for these increases, earmarking money for their spending spree. Now think about it. Americans do stop smoking. All those projected tax increases from the irresponsible hosing of the American people don't materialize. So where does the money come from to fund their new scams? Where? The Marxist Congress will then have to raise new taxes. Come up with another $1 trillion scheme. And let's give it another subtle title like Americans Loving Bailouts. How about the reckless Marxist Pelosi-Schumer regime giving Tsar Biden and Communist Kamala 81,000 new IRS agents to investigate Americans? 81,000 new employees hired at taxpayer expense. Swelling the government employment rolls, taking more and more from the American taxpayer, increasing the government dole, swelling government to the point where it becomes the biggest employer in the United States, and meaning to taking, confiscating more and more of working Americans' income. There are just a few of the irresponsible, reckless tax and spend schemes with the left-wing government are shoving down the American people's throats. This $3.5 trillion scam is 2,500 pages. And Nancy Pelosi scolds the media for not doing their job in selling this reckless communist cabal's spending spree? Since when does the U.S. media sell the Democrat Communist Party's spending spree? Well, since Nancy Pelosi said so, right? Well, let's listen to Nancy Pelosi in her own words, talk about how the media did a poor job in selling this stimulus bill, right? I won't play the whole thing because I don't want you all to puke, but it's amazing how Nancy Pelosi scolds reporters on the stimulus bill.
The economic pain of the pandemic is evident in the final employment report of the year. The U.S. adding 245,000 jobs last month. That's about half of what was expected. The unemployment rate has inched down.
Nope, sorry, that was the wrong one. Don't have it. Son of a gun, I uploaded the wrong one. Sorry about that. But trust me, I'm sure you've heard that Nancy Pelosi was scolding reporters because they didn't do a good job selling the $3.5 trillion spending spree. That takes some balls. I mean, that takes some real big cojones to scold the media. It's not the media's job to sell a $3.5 trillion scam. I mean, it's so bad. This $3.5 trillion bill is so bad that even Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to conduct nor have any of her minions conduct town halls around the United States in their congressional districts to meet directly with we the people or even do a Zoom call, okay, and explain their extravagance, explain their recklessness, their spending spree, and their lack of fiduciary responsibility. You see, the Democrat Party learned their lesson during the Obamacare fiasco. They didn't get the outcome at these meetings that they thought they were deserving of. in giving you free health care and taking away your right to health care. The con game in Washington, D.C. is on fast track, and Czar Biden, Communist Kamala were installed to rapidly undertake this dismantling of our republic. So don't buy the propaganda of polls telling us the American people support the $3.5 trillion reckless spending spree bill overwhelmingly. That's garbage. That is a manufactured poll. It is crap. The American people do not support this reckless bill, and Nancy Pelosi and Schmuck Schumer know this. They're using Joe Manchin as a patsy to demonize. Senator Manchin's credit, he isn't buying it. But establishment Republicans such as Foghorn Leghorn, McConnell, Mitt Romney, and Susan Murkowski are the establishment chimpanzees showing their true swamp colors. And now, it's only getting worse with these people because they feel emboldened. And they blame now, you got Nancy Pelosi blaming the press for not selling her their $3.5 trillion spending spree. That takes some gall, doesn't it?
Well, it's physically irresponsible. It's $3.5 trillion, plus $1.5 trillion for a total of $5. And that's just what we know about. We don't know what's in the bill. We don't know what's going to be pushed down the road 10 years. So, yeah, it's reckless. And Manchin hopefully will continue to hold out. But he's a Democrat, so if they hit his right buttons, he'll cave too. So we'll see.
Yeah, and Pelosi during that I don't know how I got the ink, how the wrong one was uploaded. But anyways, so you've got Pelosi – saying that, well, the people, the American people, whether they know it or not, they will like this bill, and they, whether they know it or not. I mean, really? I mean, what? Huh? Whether you know it or not? You got to be kidding me. I mean, she just says stuff that comes off the top of her head with no consequences. And I'll tell you, if this woman, Pelosi, has uttered the term Build America Back more times than I could count, and not once did she utter the term Make America Great Again. Not once. When, in fact, it was actually empowering the American people, Donald Trump's program. And, yes, I'm going to continue to talk about Donald Trump and his fundamental belief in lowering taxes across the board, including corporations. And it was increasing revenue to the Treasury. And it was increasing revenue. And what it did is it empowered the American people. And this is one thing that Nancy Pelosi and the communists in Congress don't want to happen. They don't want the American people being empowered. They want Americans dependent upon the federal government. They want the government to send you a check. They want you to believe that the government is the cure-all. The government is your mommy. It's your daddy. It's your grandma. It's your grandpa. We're going to take care of you from cradle to grave. And if you don't think that the government doesn't want to take care of you from cradle to grave, just look at the $3.5 trillion spending spree. Free child care for children under the age of 6. Well, isn't that interesting? Because when you go to kindergarten, you're what, about 5 years, the child's like 5 years old. So the government schooling starts at 5 years old. But that's not good enough. Free universal preschool services under this $3.5 trillion scam, and free child care for children under the age of 6. Now, look, they're going to take care of you from cradle to grave. The idea now is to have the government program and condition you, hey, the government took care of me when I was in preschool, and the government took care of me up through high school. The government took care of me through college. How did they take care of me through college? Well, up to 6 semesters of free community college. What, how is this free if the American taxpayers are footing the bill? How is this free? Well, now they're going to take care of you to age 21 or to 24. So now the government, the idea with the Democrat Communist Party is to take care of you when you come out of the womb, if in fact you don't abort, and then to take care of you up to age 24, at least to 24. And then you have health benefits for eligible individuals who reside in states that have not expanded Medicaid. Now, think about this. That sounds really caring, doesn't it? Think about this. Health benefits for eligible individuals who reside in states that have not expanded Medicaid. Those evil states, they didn't expand Medicaid. Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. If Medicaid is a state-funded plan, that means that the state must raise its taxes as the Medicaid doles swell. And what the American people, or what the, I'm sorry, what the DNC media doesn't sell you is that when you have 1.3 million illegal, unvaccinated, infected aliens coming through our southern borders and moving into states all across the United States, they look for services and they get on the Medicaid dole. And when they're on the Medicaid dole, that means the state, your state, has to fund that. So the state of New York now must fund all those free programs. How does the state of New York fund these programs? Through taxes it collects from their citizens. So apparently 4%, 5%, or 8% New York state income tax is not enough. And now you'll have to take that 8%, that 4%, and you'll have to distribute it or assess it. I'm sorry, you'll have to assess that tax to even lower income earners in the state of New York. So if you made $50,000 a year or less in the state of New York, you wouldn't pay any income tax. Well, now you're going to pay a 2% tax. Well, hell, Vito, it's only 2%. Oh, that's because your state can't afford the expansion of Medicaid. And if your state does not have an income tax like the state of Texas, Tennessee, and Florida, how do you fund an expanded and swelled Medicaid system? If you have to balance your budget like the state of Florida each and every year, you have to find ways to fund that Medicaid program. So not only is this the federal government sticking it to you by increasing taxes, okay, and stealing from your estate when you die to fund their schemes, but now you're going to take it up the wazoo from your own state because the Medicaid dole has expanded and your state has no longer can find ways to raise money. So either they'll increase the state sales tax, they'll increase property taxes, and they'll demand that from your local counties and parishes, or they'll start implementing more new taxes, maybe an income tax in order to pay for the expanded Medicaid doles. So now the federal government's going to come in and say, if your state does not expand Medicaid, we'll come in and we'll provide you with free health care. Guess what? It's not free because the federal taxpayers pay that tab. It's junk, man. It's junk science. It's junk arithmetic. And they're being dishonest. They're being dishonest. Absolute garbage. And I think we got, I think maybe we have Paul on the line here. Hold on a second. Welcome. Is this Paul? Hello. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, this is Paul. This is
hey,
Paul.
Hey, Paul. Welcome.
Yeah. Hey, Paulie.
The Philippian Report, Thursdays, right here on Global Patriot Radio, 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
I wrote an affidavit about the cost of refugees. And I want you to think about how much, I mean, people do not realize. They'll say, oh, well, you know, it's paid for by the federal government. Well, it's not paid for by the federal government. And that's the thing people are so deceived with. So all these 100,000 refugees who came here right now, I don't think any of them actually have gone through the regular process, which is the first thing they do is they take you to your local state agency and they register them for state welfare. So 100,000 times, 20-30 grand a year is what they're thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
right.
Out of your state welfare, because here's the other thing. In the first year, they don't get a provision for from the feds for housing. They don't get a provision for food. Your state provides that. And it goes on and on. There's no they provide very little. The only thing that really gets provided federally, this is where where these nice little NGOs make tons and tons of cash, is educating them on how to behave and how to speak English and, you know, what does it mean? What is good job behavior and things like that? And that's the sad thing. They make a crap load of money. The Catholic Family Services,
yes,
and all
the Bishop
the
Appeal.
Presbyterian group. I mean, all these different organizations make a crap load of money, cheating the federal dollars out of your wallet is what it comes down to. And then there's the state money, which is, you know, again, every time they promote refugees or they promote bringing people to this country, your state tax dollars are picking up the majority of it. And then there's your local tax dollars because somebody's got to pay for the schooling. And guess what? It's your local community. So now your state taxes, your local taxes are going up on top of that because you got to be able to provide for those people who can't speak English. And then they get special classes for that.
Here you go.
You got to be able to afford the special teachers. And it goes on and on and on. I mean, you got to think about the vast majority. And here's the biggest problem. They want their own community. They don't want to live amongst you. So they want to buy, I don't know if they came with money or without money, but their goal is to buy sections, communities, and they want to exclude you from it. And
mm-hmm.
That's another problem altogether. That's what we're seeing throughout Europe. It's what we're seeing here and even in New York State.
New York City.
And, wherever
it is.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's highly documentable. I've documented it. I've written about it. It's... This all this push to bring people to this country, we shouldn't be pushing to do that. I mean, if they can't get out of the country on themselves, that's on them, and they don't necessarily maybe want to come here. I have no understanding of why. I mean, I understand why Joe did it because I think this was his way of saying Obama is pulling my strings. That's what I've been thinking.
Well,
I can't come up with another
excuse. I think it's the communities. These will be Democrat bloc voting communities.
Well,
forever. I think that's the reason
there. That's the goal. That is the goal. That they will be, and you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. They will not be forever because the Muslims will kill them off.
They tried to kick. Yeah, they tried to kick Holder out of Minnesota, but he said no. I'm not going.
Well,
you know, Paul,
they took out a parliamentarian this past
right,
week.
That's right, in the UK.
So.
Yeah, it took him a while to even talk about him being an Islamic jihadist.
And you hear
about
the bow and arrow jihadi, too?
What's that?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a bow and arrow jihadi. He couldn't get a hold of a gun, so he used a bow and arrow and killed four people.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, they failed to mention that his ethnicity and where he was from, you know. Just like the Somali.
So they waited until, you know, it was not news, and then they released it.
You know, Paul,
yeah,
you
or you've got the Chicago, or you have the Chicago Muslim that was just arrested for aiding and abetting ISIS. So he's going to do 4 years in prison, and they're going to deport him. Meanwhile, he's a traitor to the United States of America, and he's getting treated as a criminal.
We need to stop. We got to get people to understand the stupidest thing that we are doing in this country is whenever someone gets arrested for doing something we would call terrorism, they're charging with a crime called terrorism. They're getting 20 years max. When they're really doing is they're committing an act of treason, which they should be executed for. Okay, so if we execute the first one for treason, how few do you think will actually engage in that act? That's what we need to do, unfortunately. I'm not a great lover of killing people for this, but I'm a great lover of protecting our country, and that's what needs to be done to protect the country.
And we don't have anybody in government with the intent or fortitude to do that, though, Paul. And that's the problem right now. That's the problem. That's been the problem for the last 20 years. We've gone down
Hello?
This multicultural, politically correct road, and no more patriotism. And you know what?
It's starting to call a spade a spade. I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. It's, you know what? It's time to start calling a spade a spade. Enough is enough. I mean, either you've committed treason or you haven't. If you have sought to inflict terror on the United States of America, you're
anybody
an enemy
hearing
combatant.
Them? I can't hear them.
Al, can you hear me?
I couldn't hear anything you said. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. Well, we got about 4 minutes and 50 seconds left.
Oh,
so No. It's okay. We're going to wrap up the show as it is right now, but you brought up some great points, Paul. And the thing is the swelling of the Medicare dole, which means it impacts your state directly. You're absolutely right on that.
Good night. I'm going to run. Thank you.
All right, Paul. Take it easy.
All right. Thanks for the call.
You know, Paul made some good points. And you know, now you have the situation with school districts in the United States now who have already have their budgets in place. And by these 100,000 refugees coming in, their kids come into the schools who don't speak English, and now you have to provide translators. So that's an additional cost to school districts that's not even that was not even talked about. And now you're talking about states having to fork over even more money for their school budgets, for the education budgets in their respective communities within their states. This is insanity.
Well, CARE will help them to vote Democrat.
There you go.
It's not insanity. It's a beautiful propaganda play.
That's right. Remember, the Equal must understand that work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying America from within. Tomorrow, you've got Eric from Kapiristan with the Cross and the Crescent, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Wednesday, Hank Jones and Poly Sports. Hank's in the house right now. He's going to be on at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be talking sports and college football. Hopefully, we'll be talking about the sports, the sporting news in Texas, where the House passed that that bill concerning gender, which is pretty cool. You know, would require public school athletes to compete with athletes of the same biological sex. Thursday, you got Paul Sutliff with the Sutliff Report. We just heard Paul. He's also the author of The Cancer of Civilization Jihad. You can go to Amazon.com or his website and purchase the book. Friday, Andrew Harrod, Conservative Casual Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Saturday, Osama Dekdek and the beautiful Christie, revealing the truth about Islam, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Sunday, Eric from Kapiristan is back with the Real Interfaith Dialogue, The Cross and the Crescent. Check out his show. It's great. Monday, Al and I will be back from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Other shows on Blog Talk Radio include G-Ski and Dave. And our prayers are with G-Ski. Please keep G-Ski in your thoughts and your prayers. He's on Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio, Airwaves America. And also keep Sue from New Mexico's in your thoughts and prayers. Her mom's in the hospital with COVID, so please keep her in your thoughts and prayers. Annie, Southern Sense Talk Radio, Fridays, 1 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Chief, Simple Facts of Life, Tuesdays, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio. Audrey Russo of Real Talk Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursdays. You can listen to her at AudreyRusso.com. And if you want a break from politics and Islam, and you want some self-help, I recommend that you go to the Simone Nicole Show Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Spreaker.com, S-P-R-E-K-E-R. It's led by Joshua. He has a little bit of an accent, but you can overcome that. But it's a great self-help, and if you want a break from politics and Islam, great place to go. Al, any parting shot?
Adios, amigos. See you next week. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
I want to thank Bigfoot, our big patriot. Go to www.bigfootsplace.blogspot.com. He has a great blog spot. I recommend it. I read it every day. It's just very informative worldwide news. You got Hank Jones in the house. OBFSU, our big, fat, soft underbelly. Good day, mate. And you've got all Sutliff of the Sutliffian Report. We had Gulf Dogs in the house earlier. Thank you, Holger, for your call. And ladies and gentlemen, please be aware of your surroundings. Thank you for joining us this evening, and we'll see you next week. Have a good evening, everybody. Stay safe out there. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I have to play it one more time.
That's all, folks.
I started that
a little premature. We still got about 10 seconds left. Great show.
There we go. Yeah, I started. I hit the button without even thinking about it. I was looking to change. I was looking to increase the volume on something, and I hit the button. So, gosh, we didn't get to the Rogan. We'll do that next week. We have to do that next week. Sorry.
That one's timeless for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this whole thing is so disingenuous. It's unbelievable. I mean, you know, I can't get over it. What really is incredible to me, and if I didn't see it for my own eyes, with 333,538,869 people in the United States since March of 2020, 19 months, the total China virus cases are 45,792,532. And, you know, it's funny because I said to my wife, I said, okay, with all that's going on, the United States, and with the hysteria about the China virus and the shutting down of the economy, and businesses told us, and everybody's wearing a mask, and the fear, I said, how many people do you think have been infected by the China virus? And she looked at me and said, okay, how many have had COVID? And she said, oh, at least half of the 333 million. At least half. I mean, we wouldn't shut down the economy off of that. I said 45,792,000. She went, no. So Mrs. B is sitting there. She's going, you're making this up. I said, no. I said, since March 2020, 45,792,000 cases of the China virus, 35,375,000 people have recovered. It's insane, Al. This doesn't add up. And then you look, Fauci's walking around with no mask. You got bubbling Biden now is walking around with no mask. You got Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, is going to all kinds of functions these last several, what, 5, 6, 7 months. She's walking around with no mask, and they're coming up with all kinds of excuses. Nancy Pelosi, you know, walking around, you know, her hairdressers with no mask on. And businesses can't function unless people have masks, and they're going to impose fines if you walk into an airport without a mask. And I mean, and then you look on Saturdays. How many Saturdays? Have you been watching college football?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I was watching the Iowa game on Saturday. The stands were packed, and you're telling me that each and every person there was vaccinated? And then you read today that the numbers in Florida are going down for the China virus. How can that be? Ron DeSantis is killing all old people. Ron DeSantis is killing Floridians. How can the numbers be reducing in Florida? People are actually going to the beaches and they're going to theme parks. How can this be? Just doesn't add up.
Adds up fine in my book. It's all a joke.
What's that?
It's all a joke. The mask doesn't stop anything. Mask is good if you're a surgeon in an operating room. Then it'll work good. Now, if you got a hazmat suit, then you're safe from the virus.
Yeah,
it's
why did they fund hazmat suits?
It shows you care. It shows you care about your community. It shows you care about other people.
Yes.
Do you care, Vito? Do you really care? If you care, then wear your mask. Wear two. Wear three. I really care. I wear four.
Oy. I just
See,
can't
I care
get
more
that
than
fifth
everybody.
Mask. I put that mask over my eyes and I can't drive well.
But I walk around and everybody's still wearing masks and I'm thinking to myself, gosh, you know what? This thing's kind of on the tail end. Everything's good. All the leaders aren't wearing masks, but you poor people are wearing your masks. I'm like,
damn, if I was a sociologist looking at the world, I would say, man, whatever job we did on these people really worked. We got to remember exactly the formula we used to make these people wear masks when they don't have to. We got to remember exactly what we did so we can do it again, maybe in a few years down the road. Because it's amazing to me.
You know, I have to tell you, the other day I went into an Apple store. I walked into the Apple store, and there were these two guys at the front, and they handed me a mask. They handed me a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at them. I looked at the mask, and I put it in my hand. And I walked around the store, and I'm looking at iPhones and some other stuff, and I'm just looking. I didn't buy anything, but I was browsing. And I looked in there, and Al, they had it. There was over 100 people in the store. At least 100 and 120. Every person, including the staff, had a mask on. And if they didn't have their own mask, they had the mask that was issued to them. And I'm walking around the store holding this mask, and I was waiting for somebody to say something to me. And nobody said anything. And I just looked around and spent a couple of minutes in there, and then I just walked out of the store. Everybody in the store had a mask on. Everybody. And you're in a freaking mall. Seriously. And these guys are in there, you know, handing out masks to everybody that walks in the store. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I need one for my Christmas tree.
You wonder how the Nazis got all those people to go into the concentration camps.
Yep.
And at least there, they were malnourished, they had guns, and they would beat the crap out of you if you didn't comply. And now you just hand somebody a mask and you get 100% compliance.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, truly, isn't it amazing?
Wasn't it kind of a weird feeling, you being the only one? Did anybody look at you cross-eyed or give you the stink eye?
I think people were looking at me. Yes.
Yeah.
Nobody gave me a stink eye that I could tell. But it was really weird. It was, you know, people did look up. And this one couple, this young man and woman were together. They were looking at this laptop, and I walked over to look at this the iPad, and they walked away. As soon as, I mean, the girl looked up, she looked at me. I didn't see any fright or fear, but they just walked away.
They probably sprayed it down after you left. Bring in the decontamination team. You have a problem on one of the laptops.
I should have went back to see if they took out that iPad I was looking at. I didn't think about that. I'll have to go back and see.
Hey,
yeah, man,
get
it was
a discount
weird.
On it. Nobody's going to want to buy it now.
That is so true. That is true. I just thought it was kind of funny, though. I mean, it just like there was nobody in the store that didn't have a mask on. Not one person.
That's
so I made sure I walked around the entire store.
Good for you.
I know. That was a dick move. Sorry.
No, it was a great move because even if 20% of the people in there agree with you, they saw you do it, the next time they may not do it. They may say, fuck the mask.
True.
So you might have empowered, 20% of the people to not comply.
I was holding the mask like a purse. I had both hands.
Uh-huh.
It's my feminine side. I was kind of getting.
They didn't have the balls to tell you different because there's no mask mandate in the state of Florida.
Correct.
Now, granted, it's their business. They can tell you if you want to shop here, you must wear a mask. They have that right. But there's no mask. They don't have to do it if they don't want to.
I just thought it was kind of funny, man. You had over 100 people in the store and you know, they're handing out masks when you walk in. It's incredible.
Good for you.
Yeah, thanks. I learned from you. You know, one part of that $3.5 trillion bill that I didn't get to, I really like to find out what it's meant by establish a methane fee for certain petroleum and natural gas facilities.
Methane.
Now, natural gas has increased by 300% in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And now this spending spree, this reckless spending spree provisional bill, it's going to establish a methane fee. So there's going to be more fees that are going to be imposed on natural gas facilities and certain petroleum. I'm sure that's going to be diesel fuels and probably other types of petroleum products. Mm-hmm. And I just like, you know, we in the United States are going to pay so much in taxes, and it's impacting everybody irrespective of earnings. You can't tell me that you're going to impose, you know, additional taxes on natural gas facilities. You're going to pass that cost on amongst every consumer that uses natural gas. So in the case of PM, they are going to pay not only for heating oil, but for natural gas, a tax. And what do I do? Do I call up the natural gas facility and say, hey, I make less than $400,000 a year, so can you please remove that tax? Do I say, hey, to Con Ed, hey, could you please remove that tax because I don't make more than $400,000 a year? What do you think they'll say to me?
Don't know.
I don't think they're going to be very willing to remove that tax. Well, they may just laugh.
So they're trying to destroy the fossil fuel business.
Yeah. Yeah. Without a doubt.
You know, I used to be in the car business, moving vehicles all over.
Right.
And so I'll read the Fleet Management magazine, the trade mags every now and then, just to kind of see what's going on. And there's a big push to for local fleets to go electric.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, a lot of them are going electric, even though the market's really not ready for it because – I mean, a local van, delivery van, could easily put 500 miles a day on a vehicle, easy, or 400 or 300, something like that. But yeah, there's a big push towards electric vehicles within the fleet and national fleets. So it's happening.
Well, I think Bozo Biden wants us to get off of fossil fuel by 2025. I think that was some ridiculous notion that he had. So, you know, is the government then going to subsidize vehicles for people who can't afford to sell their petrol car? I mean, you know, you trade in your petrol car, how much are you going to get? Well, we're going to give you $500 because there's no petrol that's available. So, you know, here's your $62,000 electric car. And by the way, you can pay us, you know, for the next 40 years, you'll pay us $400 a month for 40 years. I mean, you know, this is insane.
Yeah. Oh, we got to go to China to get all the heavy metals to make the lithium batteries.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Or whatever new technology. Yeah.
Yeah, this whole Build America Back is just a flat-out scam. We're just being duped by these people.
That's what they do.
Yep.
President Trump was bringing businesses back, manufacturing companies back to America by cutting down the obstacles, be it taxes, lowering taxes to bring them back. And he was bringing them back. They were coming back.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were.
To work and manufacture, hire people.
And then he just left him alone. He said, we'll leave you alone. You just do whatever it is you do. Whatever you make, you just make it here instead of making it in Mexico or China or wherever the hell ever else you go. And they were coming back. And now it's probably all reversed.
That's why it was imperative to get rid of him. It was very important that they got ahead, they get rid of him. And as long as they had to do it by any means, whether it was legal or illegal, cheating, you had to get rid of Donald Trump. He was empowering the people. I mean, his tax program was making businesses and building businesses better. And we became energy independent in three short years, and now we're dependent now upon not only OPEC, but also the communist Russia and the Islamic rogue terror state of Iran. So
it's gonna be a crazy three more years.
Oh my goodness!
Buckle up, comrade.
Buckle up. Oh, by the way, I think you owe me $5. I just thought about it. I found in the Con Men of Care, Con Men of Care condemns deadly bomb attack on Shia Muslims at mosque in Afghanistan, October 8th, 2021.
Oh, okay.
I searched. It's like,
and
my
it
God.
2 seconds. Those bastards from Care, they didn't mean it.
They didn't. You know they didn't.
They didn't mean it. You let me buy out for two?
Oh, yeah, for a buck. You could buy me a soda.
All right, next time I see you, you get a fin.
All right. Hey, we'll call it even. We'll take it easy, all right? Have a good evening.
All right. Enjoyed
it.
See ya. Have a great week. Bye.
Yeah, next week we'll get to that Joe Rogan bite.
Talk
to you later.
Okay. Bye for now.
That's all, folks.
Oh, really quick. Maxine Waters pays her daughter $74,000 in campaign cash this year. Mad Maxine. That didn't make the news. Talk to you later.
Little nepotism never hurt anybody.
No, not at all. Hey, it's only money.
What a coont.
I'll see you, man.
Okay. Bye.
Ciao. Thank you for using Block Talk Radio. Goodbye.